This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:43, 17 till 8, July 3rd. Going to be a hot weekend. Chance for showers, as always, although they're saying less of a chance for showers than normal. But it's summertime in New Orleans, and let's face it, you never know. We're talking this hour, since it is July 4th, about freedom in this country, about facial recognition and the use of crime cameras. We've already spoken to Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA. Now we're joined by Bob Murrell, coalition member of Eye on Surveillance. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about Eye on Surveillance. What is that organization all about?
Yeah, so when the city's real-time crime center, the one that's on Rampart, was introduced, there were a number of community members that were in a variety of different advocacy groups that were curious about the technologies that were being used, about the scale of the surveillance that was being done. So they held a private tour with a number of different organizers and elected leaders, came together, did a tour, and afterwards they were, to be frank, kind of scared about how this is going to affect their communities. For example, some people in Holly Groves having these cameras right outside their windows. So they formed the Eye on Surveillance Coalition. We initially started just as a generic advocacy group, just informing people, educating them. And then we were approached, I want to say in 2019 or 2020, by some members of city council. And there was an introduction of a complete ban on a number of technologies that regarded surveillance, of which facial recognition was one. Cell site simulators was another, as well as some other untested or, shall we say, experimental technologies that were being used in London at the time. And then in 2022, with the current city council that was elected, they decided to roll back some of those protections, specifically around facial recognition, at the request of the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation, mm-hmm. as part of the NOLA Coalition and the mayor. And so we've kind of shifted gears to legislative advocacy rather than community advocacy surrounding trying to protect people's freedoms and rights.
So let me tell you this. I'm not going to treat you as a hostile witness, Bob, and I'm not an adversary at all, but I was just raised and my mindset goes to, well, if you don't do anything wrong, what do you got to be afraid of? But that's me. That's not the people that you heard from. And you mentioned that some people expressed their concerns that they were scared of some things with the use of cameras. What were they scared of or afraid of specifically?
So I think the number one thing is that we didn't know at the time who was watching. As was mentioned, the Department of Homeland Security is kind of the head of that department. Mm-hmm. And they have cooperative agreements.
The city of New Orleans, to be clear, right?
Yes, correct. The city of New Orleans is Real-Time Crime Center. Mm-hmm. The RTCC is, in my mind, just that one. Mm-hmm. The Project NOLA ones are their own spinoffs. But yeah, I would ask the same for, you know, Randall Reed, who was arrested unjustly in Atlanta when Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Department put out a an arrest warrant for him based on an incorrect facial recognition match. So it does affect innocent people. It's not like it's just going after the criminals.
But again, nothing's going to work perfectly. And just to be devil's advocate here, is that the anomaly or does this happen a lot? And I do understand the gentleman was, and look, I'm not saying, I don't know what he went through in jail for 6 days, but I think he got $200,000 or something along those lines. So he was compensated
correct
for it. That's got nothing to do with the use of the camera itself or being arrested for doing nothing wrong. I understand that. But when it comes to the frequency with which people are misidentified, do you have numbers on that?
Yeah. So based on the public records request that we've been able to use with NOPD, and I'm going to have to preface a little bit, NOPD, they do have a very specified way of using facial recognition. They have to go through the State Fusion Center, which uses IDEMIA software. And IDEMIA software is an internationally used...
All right, now you're going way too fast for me, Bob. I'm sorry. Let's go to...
I'll go one step at a time.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. We don't have a full set of data set because they don't use it all that often. Mm-hmm. But of the times that they've used it that we've been able to get records requests for, there's been at least one, if not two, misidentifications. But when it comes to global usage or even with Project NOLA, we don't know because they're private institutions. So we're only limited by what we see through either lawsuits or through public information requests.
So let me tell you, I do have some sympathy and empathy for what you're saying, because I was the victim once of being, and I've told this story on the air before, cuffed and stuffed in the back of a police unit over a mistaken identity thing, and mm-hmm. they did resolve it in about 15 minutes. I don't know if... You know, if I wasn't on the radio, if that would have happened as quickly as it did, but it certainly did slap me in the face with not everybody in the back of a police cruiser is guilty, nor is everybody in jail guilty. However, people are concerned with crime and they opt to have these cameras on their houses. Brian Lagarde earlier was with us. He's a criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA, as you well know. He said that concerns about the inaccuracy of facial recognition don't really hold up anymore. Do you feel that's the case?
So I studied computer science in college, and I've been in the software industry for the last 15 years, and he's kind of mistaken on how facial recognition works at a software level. So he claimed that the resolution of the cameras is the reason why misidentification happens, and that's actually incorrect. It's actually the resolution on the training data. So all these systems have to be trained, kind of like a human brain, where you're given a bunch of images.
Go slow by that. Yeah, what do you mean, training of the people looking at the cameras or the camera itself in terms of AI? Let me take a break for traffic here. We'll pick it up when we come back.
Yeah,
all right?
Sure.
We'll pick it up at training and resolution of cameras. Are we talking about training of the camera, training of the people watching it? We're talking about the use of facial recognition to either deter crime or invade privacy, depending upon what part of what side you're on. We've already spoken to Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA. We're now talking to Bob Morrell, coalition member of Eye on Surveillance. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Oakhornart Jeweler talk and text line. Please, no texting and driving. People that are texting in are overwhelmingly in favor of the cameras, but I would guess those are the people that maybe would not worry about being misidentified. I don't know. Like I said, I was cuffed and stuffed. It had nothing to do with a camera. Just somebody picked the wrong small bald guy, and it happened to be me. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:54, 6 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Weekend before, day before the 4th of July, talking about freedom in the country and cameras and the pervasiveness of them. And again, I think if you are on the side of, I hate to say this, Bob Murrell, this way, but if you perceive yourself to be on the side of law and order, maybe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your four cameras, if you perceive yourself to be on the side of civil liberties, maybe you're against, maybe the truth is somewhere in between, I don't know. Let's talk about what you were saying before about the training of cameras. You're talking about the training of the people watching them or the training of the camera itself as it relates to facial recognition?
Yeah, so we're talking about the software that's on these cameras. So they are trained using mugshots and state IDs when it comes to Louisiana faces and then any other government passport ID pictures that people have. Those are not going to be as high resolution as the cameras that are being used.
Okay.
And so the resolution of the camera itself is not going to resolve it. It's the data that's being passed through initially for it to know what a face is and whose face it is.
So
one of the things that I think stands out really well,
it's
though,
not, hang on a second. Let me just jump in for a second. I'll give you the floor back. Bob, you're saying it's not the image being captured by the camera, it's what it's being compared to, or
yes.
Right? Okay, I got
correct.
You. I got you.
Okay.
Because you might have level D for the camera or whatever ascending scale you want to use, or level A for the camera. However, the passport photo or the database that you're using is level D, and that can lead to a lot of mismatches. Accurate?
Yes, okay. A simplified version. Yes, and it comes a lot of the papers aren't just on skin color as well. Young people, they have a really difficult time finding matches on young people as well as women. And so when you look at the discrepancies that happen on academic studies, like this one from May of last year, it talks about very specifically that while children and women do get misidentified, the skin color does come into effect at a much heightened effect. So that's a lot of where the biases and discrepancies happen. But I think for me, it comes down to, like you said, the idea of being watched. If I were to follow someone with my camera block by block, watching them, trying to figure out who they were, that would be weird. That'd be creepy. But if they're mounted on poles with red and blue lights by some unnamed person that you don't know who they are, they could be NOPD, they could be Homeland Security, they could be ICE. That is where kind of the privacy concerns come about, right? Because I don't feel comfortable, for example, having my kid's photo on some server for 30 days that I don't know is being used for training data, is being sent away to, you know, a Chinese facial recognition software. I don't know these things. And that's why it was banned technology very recently. And when we look at the NOPD policy, there's very specific steps to go. And it was interesting that Brian mentioned that he does cooperate with NOPD and SWAT because they have ordinance from city council, as well as NOPD policy, that they're breaking when they use these softwares. And that's why Anchor Patrick halted the program as recently as May this year.
Let me read you a couple of texts that come in. Privacy where? No place in public that I'm aware of. What's your beef? I do know that with all of the cameras that are on people's doorbells and so forth, I'll watch movies now that are older, Bob, and say, well, that could never have happened. That could never have happened. All they'd have to do is pull up the doorbell camera.
Yeah.
Is that as much of a concern of yours as is the other cameras, or is that different because they're people's own personal camera? Tell me about, I guess, generally speaking, the prevalence of cameras in society today.
Yeah, I think that everyone, especially when it comes to their own personal property, like their house, I think they're entitled absolutely to be able to watch it and surveil it. The issue that I have is when we're sending it to a government or to a for-profit company that can in turn take that data and do whatever we want to with it. And obviously, AI is becoming more prevalent with image generation and deepfakes and things like that. And I can see why people may think, oh, it's nothing until it happens to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also, we have to realize that some of these cameras don't just look at the street. They do look onto the backs of other people's properties. And that is when we start to see the invasions of privacy happening, when a camera can zoom in several hundred yards away That's not the same as someone's, you know, Ring doorbell.
Somebody says, how is this different than a eyewitness, than an eyewitness?
So an eyewitness is not a robot. but more importantly, a human being's brain has the ability of pattern recognition that machines still have not been capable of matching. And we see that through, again, academic studies about misidentification.
And I'm getting texts about ICE. Is what's going on with the federal government a concern of yours? Does that increase your concern?
Yes, absolutely. So ICE has actually been deployed using a mobile phone application. Again, we don't know how effective it is or even who runs it, where they can just take a picture from their phone and then run it through a database. ICE cooperation is very scary to me. A neighbor who lives about, you know, 10 blocks away was snatched from her front yard, who's lived here for 60 years. So it's a very big concern for me because they're coming for whoever they want to now and how soon until they come after us.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Bob Morrow, coalition member of Eye on Surveillance. We've got a lot of texts on both sides of the issue. Again, I'm all for cutting down on crime, and I don't feel as though I have anything to hide. However, I was cuffed and stuffed. Had nothing to do with cameras. It was an eyewitness thing, and then they realized who I was, and that did make me a lot more cognizant that everybody in the back of a police car is not guilty, nor is everybody in jail guilty of the crime that they're in there for. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, about hips and knees and more when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.